But Pepe Le Pew wasn't French at all.
Of course not. He was Boots Wellington, director of the Department of Fear and Panic.
Lord Wellington was the true Le Pew?
Boots loved to have fun with the Huns, and the French always got the blame.
Then how did Von Snipe get his revenge?
Boots Wellington was having an affair with a woman by the name of Marlena Blitzkrieger.
Blitzkrieger? My God, you don't mean the notorious Prussian spy.
At that time, she had not yet become notorious.
But surely Lord Wellington, being the director of a department of misinformation, would have some knowledge of her scandalous activities.
Men in high places are magnets for scandal, especially when it presents itself in such shapely form.
But good Lord, man, even before the entire world knew she was a spy, Lord Wellington must have been aware that Marlena Blitzkrieger was the protege of Professor von Snipe. The man who will stop at nothing.
Of course Wellington knew. Sir Boots saw an opportunity not only to have some fun, but also to see what he could squeeze from her.
Do you know this for a fact?
I do. Lady Windermere had more than one recording device. She would, upon occasion, leave her brass bustle behind. And here we have a provocative recording of Sir Boots with Marlena Blitzkrieger.
It feel good, yeah, Herr Boots?
Oh, God, it feels heavenly.
I say, she's one fine Fraulein, my, my.
Herr Boots, there is rumor that the Frenchman, Herr Pepe Le Pew, is of your creation, yeah?
Oh, my lovely Marlena, why would I want to create a Frenchman when there are so many already?
Perhaps is as puppet master, yeah?
Ah, there are far too many puppets in the world for either one of us to master, wouldn't you say?
Nein. Without puppet master, puppets of the world unite, yeah?
I rather doubt that. More likely their strings will become entangled and they'll trip each other up and just flop about on top of one another.
Yes, I would with you and now do, yeah, would you?
Oh, yeah, indeed, you sweet little vixen. And what a nice big Heidi, eh?
Ow! Ow! Do it again.
Ah.
Ow! Oh! And two more ones, yeah?
Yeah.
Ha. Yeah, yeah!
Oh.
Oh!
Oh!
Correct me if I'm wrong, Futz Futz. The French had a spy in von Snipe's Bureau of Misinformation. When Marlena Blitzkrieger discovered it was Lord Wellington who was masquerading as a Frenchman by the name of Pepe Le Pew, an animated skunk, and further, when the American Negro from New Orleans known as the Hoochie Coochie Man arrived in London, passing himself off as the Sultan Abdullah Othman Orban Man, the Blackamoor, and playing the Sultan as a buffoon, thusly embarrassing the French who were in possession of North Africa, they believed the Americans and the English were working together to discredit the French.
Exactly. And the Frog has decided to ante up by embarrassing both the Yanks and the Brits.
Tell me, Futz Futz, did you ever meet the Hoochie Coochie Man?
I did. In fact, he walked into my laboratory one day just as I was putting the finishing touches on my latest invention, the Steam Man.
The giant steam-powered robot.
Yes, I recall how the Hoochie Coochie Man looked up at the great iron fellow and said,
"Oh, man, he's better. What's he do?"
He can pull a carriage.
Like a horse?
He's far stronger than any horse. In fact, he can pull several carriages.
Was he made of cast iron?
That's right.
Can you make him white?
What's that?
White. Paint him white.
White paint? I don't think paint would be appropriate. But perhaps baked white enamel? That's a clever idea, Mr. Hoochie Coochie Man.
Just call me Coochie. Listen, you make him white and bake him, and I'll buy him.
Oh, I don't know, it'd be quite costly.
You give me a figure. I got it covered.
So we had the giant robot disassembled, and all his exposed surfaces were coated with white enamel. And he was baked and then reassembled, and I must say he was a glorious creature to behold.
Was Mr. Coochie really that wealthy?
Apparently, he was one of the early Southern colored entrepreneurs. He owned a chain of upscale juke joints throughout the South. In fact, he paid me in hard Confederate cash.
And what did he do with his steam-driven robot?
Well, at first, he had him pull a carriage. But then he decided to simply ride around his wide enameled shoulders.
Do you mean riding around London on a robot?
The two went everywhere together, often as far as Chiswick Gardens. And it was then when Mr. Coochie Man started calling his robot Mr. Cracker.
Oh, I get it. White Cracker. Quite clever.
You'd see him sitting atop Mr. Cracker as they strutted about town.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixieland, I'll make my stand. Hooray, hooray. Oh, yeah, you better believe it. Hello?
Is this Mr. Hoochie Coochie?
That's right.
It is Lady Windermere.
I figured it was you, Lady Windy.
Coochie, can you do me another big favor?
You name it.
Will you impersonate the Sultan again?
I don't know if I can pull that off a second time. Press ain't that stupid.
Not so sure about that. Coochie, what's that sound I'm hearing?
I'm shoveling some coal into Mr. Cracker.
Do you mean the great white robot?
I'm just stoking him so he can get a little steam up.
Oh, Coochie, I really need your help.
Lady Windy, I'm through playing Sultan Abdullah Ahman Atuban Man.
But Coochie, the Sultan is such a schmuck.
I'm never going to get away with it.
But don't you just love to get even?
The Sultan, he's going to get even. His henchmen are going to come looking for Mr. Coochie Man.
So Lady Chatterley and the Pinkerton Pranksters were directly funded by Wellington's Department of Fear and Panic?
Their purpose was to create misleading information. They would leak doctored photos to the press.
Like the canisters of kraut gas that were to be dropped from zeppelins onto bathers at Brighton Beach.
That was the work of the pranksters.
They also launched the King Ferdinand fiasco.
No, no, they merely enhanced it. Let me see. I have a recording, a rare recording of it. Oh, here it is. Professor von Snipe speaking on the telly with his protege, Marlene Ritzkrieger.
We have sent a report.
Yeah?
In the dead of night, except by moonlight, on the white cliffs of Dover, our sailors are spraying at this very moment a gigantic replica of Queen Victoria.
The Queen?
Yeah, their beloved queen they paint with mustards and a Van Dyke. Yeah. And we make so someone else receives the blame.
That painting caused such an incredible uproar, we almost went to war.
It was a monumental insult, a portrait of our beloved queen, bearded on the white cliffs of Dover, where she could be seen from miles out to sea.
And the painting was signed.
It was signed Dayglo Red.
Dago Red?
No, Dayglo was the code name of a very slippery Italian who worked for the Vatican's Bureau of Misinformation.
The Vatican has such a bureau?
Of course. Where do you think all that papal bull comes from? Regardless, Dayglo was merely a red herring. Von Snipe was far cleverer. Sir Basil Hound of Scotland Yard found an empty can of paint bobbing in the surf near the Dover Cliffs. It was the same sickly shade of Dayglo puce used on the Queen's lips. They traced it back to the Spanish monarchy.
King Ferdinand was dabbling in graffiti?
No, it was Lord Wellington who made the connection to the king.
The director of the Department of Fear and Panic?
Sir Boots Wellington.
But Footsfoots, Lord Wellington made the wrong connection.
They didn't know that at the time, Cowputter. Such was the devious mind of Herr von Snipe.
The man who will stop at nothing.
Yes, and Lady Chatterley of the Pinkerton Pranksters was once again called in.
Recruits, we have a new assignment. To embarrass King Ferdinand of Spain. It is believed the Spanish king was behind that god-awful portrait of our queen that now adorns the white cliffs of Dover. All of Europe is in stitches. I hope those froggies croak. Yes, Sheila?
Why would the Spanish king do this to our queen?
Well, apparently he was trying to blame it on the Italians. No matter, I need some ideas. Yes, Nigel?
Can we doctor photos of the king being driven in a carriage that resembles a fat Spanish sausage?
A chorizo? Of course we can doctor photos. Yes, Reginald?
A photo of the king bathing nude with a troop of Basque nymphettes called... the hot chorizos.
Oh, not bad, Reggie. Yes, Sheila.
A doctored photo. photo of King Ferdinand frolicking nude with the entire Vienna Boys Choir.
Oh! Very good. A plus for you, Sheila.
And that is exactly what they did, but the Belgians got the blame.
Why the Belgians?
I really don't know. I believe it had something to do with their Belgian Congo. The British Empire wanted a piece of that.
So the Italians escaped that round.
But not for long. The spaghetti snappers were on the shortlist. Deglow Red was too good a name not to be forged yet again.